This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The word library implies collection of books, right? Nowadays, some libraries lend out all kinds of stuff. Maybe a spatula, maybe a musical instrument. Reporter Daniel Gross went to check out his local library of things.
Glenn Ferdman directs Somerville Public Library in Massachusetts. And a couple years ago, he decided he owned too many guitars. So he told his staff to lend out his guitars as if they were books.
And what we discovered was, to our delight, is those items started flying off the shelf.
Soon, donations added a ukulele, an African hand drum, even a telescope. Ferdman says the project is part of a trend.
Libraries have, in recent years, become places not only where you can passively absorb information, but places where you actively engage in and create stuff.
Ferdman thinks libraries of things are a low-tech alternative to high-tech hobbies. The American Library Association recently found similar projects in more than a dozen states. Arun Sundarajan, an economist at NYU, says your local library is also part of the sharing economy.
People go there to get access without ownership.
Sundarajan says libraries could help reduce inequality. A guitar costs hundreds of dollars, but a library card is free, and it gives you access to community.
It's almost like the library is really the gathering place of people with shared interests.
One library in East Boston has even become a distribution point for packets of vegetable seeds for gardening.
I have a lot of basil. This is borage. And I have a lot of tomatillo seeds.
Librarian Jazz Idikar stores the seed packets inside some wooden drawers, which used to house a library card catalog. But libraries don't use card catalogs anymore. This is the age of the internet, after all. In East Boston, I'm Daniel Gross for Marketplace.